All right, Buck, we are back here in the studio, and with us are a couple of our favorite friends and musicians, Eric Frost and Bill Hansen.
Yeah, I like
you
talking.
You always like to
talk. Yeah. He knows me well.
Yeah.
Well, welcome.
Thank you for having us. Yeah. It's always nice to be here.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A couple of guitars, a guitar and a dobro.
Correct.
And
that's
we learned
right.
a lot
Bill's
about that last week.
We learned
Dick.
About the dobro from Callahan last week, and
mm-hmm. yeah, I'm cool. I'm a student at his feet. I'll tell you, he's a real thing, real deal.
It's interesting, and you do, it's a fretless guitar that you use a steel piece of steel to change the. Yeah, very neat.
What did he just do, Dick?
I don't know. He put the thing. I don't know how that works.
Is some
that
kind
a,
of
that's
noise.
Not electric or anything, is it?
No, it's got a metal plate in it, the real thin aluminum plate that vibrates, and that's what gives it that distinctive sound. And it was an early attempt at amplification.
Resonator, wasn't it, Phil?
Yeah, before they had amplifiers, guitars would get drowned out in bands that had horns and that kind of thing. So they made a loud guitar, and then after amplifiers came along, people were kind of hooked on the sound, and so they kept it.
We going to be able to hear yours now, Eric? After
sure, yeah. Huh? Hey, look at that, a real guitar.
Oh, yeah.
Acoustic
guitar.
A regular one.
No gizmos on that one.
Not much.
Any. Great music.
Yeah.
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 All right, what's happening with you now? Eric, you're going to be playing this weekend.
Yep. Bill and I are going to be a little bit later on at 7 p.m. down at the Cascade Pub, which is one of my favorite venues to play. It's just such an awesome spot. And then we'll be at the Gunflint Tavern on Sunday evening as well.
What time?
Well, tonight is at 7 p.m. and the Gunflint Tavern will get started between 6:30 and 7.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Like that's a definitely a doable hour for me compared to the 9 p.m. starting time for a lot of musicians.
It's Sunday night. I feel the exact same way.
And now having Cascade as a venue this last few years has really added a lot.
It has. You know, it has. It's a great spot to be kind of right in the middle of between the West End and Grand Marais. Mm-hmm. And they do a great job. So
it works so well, too. I mean, you can even be sitting out way out in the restaurant and enjoy the. You don't have to be in the pub portion. You know?
Exactly.
Kind of nice.
Yep.
Eric, you went above and beyond the call of duty to get here today. Well, so did Bill, for that matter.
Yeah, I think Bill actually went above and beyond coming from Sawbill. My commute was fairly uneventful. There was a truck in the ditch that I had to wait for.
And where was that?
That was just west of Cascade.
On 60, okay. So did they get it out, or did they?
They were, it looked like they were in the process. It was in there pretty deep. So be forewarned.
It's pretty deep everywhere.
Yeah.
Bad night to be working out on the highway, that's for sure.
Boy,
my admiration goes out to the emergency folks.
I know. The
and I hope everybody's
really
okay.
Howling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
All right, guys. Well, you came here to play some music, so what do you have in mind?
Sure. Well, we're gonna start with a song called Bears. Even though all the bears are still sleeping right now, figured we'd do this one. Folks say there ain't no bears in Arkansas. Some folks never seen a bear at all. Some folks say the bears go around eating babies raw, while other folks got a bear across the hall. Some folks say the bears go around smelling bad, while others say that a bear is a honey sweet. Me, I just bear up to my bewildered best. Some folks even seen a bear in me. drive the bears out of the wilderness. Some to see a bear would pay a fee. For me, I'd just bear up to my bewildered best. Some folks even seen a bear in me. So meet a bear and take him on out to lunch with you. Even though your friends may stop and stare, but just remember that's a bear there in the bunch with you. And they just don't come no better than the bear. Him on out to lunch with you, even though your friends may stop and stare. But just remember that's a bear there in the bunch with you, and they just don't come no better than the bear. No, they just don't come no better than the bear. No, they just don't come no better than. No, they just don't come no better than. No, they just don't come no better than the bear.
Bears everywhere.
Bears, yeah.
That's a pretty whimsical little piece there. Where did that come from?
Steve Frumholtz is the author of that, and he was one of the original sort of outlaws down in Austin back in the 70s, and eventually went on to become the Poet Laureate of Texas.
So really?
That, yeah. very talented songwriter, actually. Very probably clever. The least known of that's, you know, Waylon Jennings, Willie Nelson, that gang.
Oh, yeah.
Chris Christopherson, he hung with them. He's the least known, but very talented guy.
That was a lot
and
of fun.
He liked bears.
Great song. Yeah. Great song, yeah.
He sees them everywhere, anyway.
Yeah, for sure. He wants to feed them. So.
Take them on out to lunch.
Yeah.
You have to wake them up right now at this time of the year, unless there's a bear in Eric, as he was singing.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, Eric, have you been busy doing any writing? I know we talked about the last time you were aboard. And
I've sadly, well, no, this is just a pathetic excuse. I'd like to say that I'm just too busy to write, but no. The short answer to your question is, I haven't really been doing much. I've been starting to put together an album of original material that I've been starting to record down at Jerry Levine's studio in Silver Bay. And just because both Jerry and my schedules seem to be so full, we haven't made as much progress on it as either of us would like to, but hopefully we'll have that out. We'll have it completed in the spring. Once he gets done, he runs the house sound down at Papa Charlie's, and so that keeps him very busy on most nights. And with the life of a musician, I also stay pretty busy. So
you like playing music anyway. I
sure
mean, that's
do.
A good alternative to writing music.
Yep, that's true.
It's good to be busy if you're a musician. So we're blessed here in Cook County to be local musicians. Can really work a lot if they want to.
They can.
It's awesome. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. Well, you guys are.
And spring,
always out and about.
Spring for you now, Eric, this year for getting that out could be July.
That's right. True, you know, that's right.
Ooh. That could be spring for everybody the way it looks.
I think so.
Yeah. What's the snow like up at Sawbill right now?
We weren't as deep up until this point anyway as elsewhere in the state, surprisingly. We didn't get those big lake effect snows. And so we had a paltry 30 inches or so on the ground until the last few days. Now it's more like 40 inches. But I was grooming today, and I, you know, got stuck, of course. And when I was flipped off the snowmobile, I made a note that it's legitimately waist deep. And it's all powder. You go right to the bottom, and it's literally was right to my belt, and I'm 6 feet tall. So so it's deep. And I was shoveling roofs all day, which is why I'm really grateful to be sitting down right now.
Oh, and you have a lot of those up there.
Yeah, well,
roof space.
Over the years, since I took over the business, I've built buildings that don't require shoveling. That was a priority for me.
Metal roofs.
But there are there are a couple of the older ones that still require it, unfortunately. Yeah. So, and my wife Cindy was up helping me, which I give her a lot of credit for. Even today, she had us coming down with a cold, and she came out there, what a trooper, and helped me. So we got them done pretty fast, but my back is...
Yeah, there's a lot of sore backs.
I think there's a lot of sore backs throughout the county, right?
Yeah. Oh, man. Chiropractor heaven up here right now.
How about you, Eric? Now, you have a new home.
I do. Yeah, we bought a home in Tofty in the late fall.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
Are you looking at the roof, or have you been up there?
I've been up there. Okay. Yeah. So that's I also did that all day today, but I've got, 25 years younger than Bill.
Ouch.
So I don't, and nor do I have the amount of roof space that he does. So I'll keep my gripes to myself.
Was that a rub, Bill? Or?
I think so. Yeah. Pointing out my age there.
He should be coming to your house to help you.
That's true. I said to my mom last night, I don't think my dad ever shoveled a roof after 50. And she said, I don't think he ever shoveled a roof. And I was like, yeah, good point. I think I've been doing it since I was 14.
That's funny.
Right. Well, it makes you feel better too when you finally get it.
Well, that's for sure. Yeah. Off. I said to Cindy today that you could just feel the building going, Oh yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, it just lifts up suddenly. Yeah.
Oh my God. It's a lot of snow up there.
Yeah. Well, I don't have to shovel my roof because the wind takes care of that.
Oh yeah, I know. A lot of places
it's a blessing
good,
and a curse.
Situation to have your house situated in such a manner. In my house, that isn't true. I mean, the downwind side of the house tends to really get built up.
Yeah. Well, Eric will be over there.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's
yeah.
Sure.
On your way up to the roof, would you get the driveway, the snowplow berm?
Sure.
It did come up yesterday, this topic of, as we were shoveling, we said to each other, there are people who do this professionally.
Yeah, that's right.
People you can call and they just come and do it.
They come and do it.
Called them today, it might be next week.
Today, yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
Well, I suppose you have another tune.
Yeah, in honor of the snow and this long winter thus far, do a song that I wrote. This one's called Winter Till the Fourth. Waking soft in the morning, I try to let you sleep. I'll muffle my footsteps where the floorboards creak. Orion is rising and the robin's back home. After 6 months of winter, still warm to the bone. So take me back, turn me to the sound of muscle shoals, dancing here with you. And we could dance until daylight, and drink till we're dry. It could be winter till the 4th of July. When we drank all our fill, so good night suffering, I feel joy in the morn. And the rocks here polished, and the daylight adorned. So take me back, return me to the sound of muscle shoals, dancing here with you. We could dance until daylight, and drink till we're dry. It could be winter till the 4th of July.
hope that isn't a prognostication.
Yeah, I didn't. I liked the sound of that, but I didn't like the sound of it.
Yeah.
<You know>?
Yeah, the music was great.
Yeah,
thank you.
The thought that it planted in my mind of the bears waking up about that same time.
Yeah, and we got to go out and feed them. Eric, is there are people? I'm sure there are. Now, when you pull some of these songs out, are there certain artists that you like to just grab onto their stuff?
Yeah, there are. You know, you can. Yeah, I mean, well, you could play for 5 hours on Dylan alone. Sure. But I guess I consider myself a little bit selective in what and who I cover, more so than necessarily what people think I ought to cover. Yeah. So yeah, I've got so many musical heroes, and they all have so many, you know, wonderful tunes that sometimes picking something to cover doesn't always come easy, and then sometimes arranging a cover to make it my own is also part of the equation.
Sometimes you find that you really like a song, but it doesn't really work for you when you do it.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. You know, that's every song that I even sing in the shower.
Yeah, you know, some of them lay out a little bit easier on the guitar. Some of them fit my vocal range a little bit easier, and sometimes they work better with the dobro than others. And so it, you have to be a little selective, but we're starting to get to the point where, you know, we play pretty close to half and half original material to covers, even though we have a giant backlog of covers that we're able to draw from on any given night. But that's really fun.
So
you know,
are the criteria, I mean, you one criteria is that it has to fit your vocal range, for example, and the musicality of it. Is there other reasons? I mean, do you pick a based on the content of the material?
Usually it's got to be a song that I absolutely love.
Yeah.
And as far as vocal range, that doesn't really play into it until a little bit later, because you don't always have to cover a song in the same key that it was written. You know, particularly if you are covering something written with somebody who has a much higher or lower voice than you.
Sure.
You have to change the key, and sometimes that works wonderfully, and sometimes it changes the whole timbre of the song to where it's just not going to work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How about if you're like me and it's not in any key?
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, it doesn't.
What,
yeah,
what,
you
exactly
can be pretty loose with
key?
That.
Yeah,
that's
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. Now, Bill, we haven't talked about that before. If you do some music yourself, write some music, and
I've written a few songs over the years. I don't really consider myself a songwriter, but I've written half a dozen songs that I think are, well, I've probably written two dozen songs, but half a dozen that are fit for human ears, which seems to be how most songwriters operate. It's a hard thing to write a song.
Yeah.
I do, asking Eric about, you know, if he has any favorite artists, I hear him say at least 4 or 5 times a night when we play, this is my favorite artist of all time. or this is my very favorite song of all time. So he's got about 100 of each of those.
Yeah.
And there's some truth in that. It's they really are. There's so many great songs out there that it's a rich trove. But yeah, I've tried my hand at a few.
Does Eric ever let you play those when you're playing?
Oh yeah.
No,
yeah. I encourage it.
Oh yeah,
I encourage it.
There's one that we play almost every time we play that I
really?
Wrote. Yeah, we can do that later or now or whatever you want to do.
Let's do something.
Yeah, it's in the same key as
it's
the last
in the same
one,
key
so.
As in the last one. So
we try to avoid that.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that must be critical. I didn't know that.
See, now just, I guess you have
we're
to
learning.
Be in it.
Yeah,
it's because all the songs sound roughly the same, so you don't want to do them in the same key because then they really sound the same. There's an old time music joke called that goes, all those fiddle tunes sound the same. All those fiddle tunes sound the same. Same, 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 same. And there's some truth in it. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is truth to that.
So you've got something you could introduce in now?
Sure. Well, we just played Winter Till the Fourth. And we'll play a happier little ditty, or at least one that speaks of springtime. This one is called the June Hymn.
as a hymn to welcome in the day, heralding the summer's early sweat. All the bulbs are coming in and begin the thrush's bleeding battle with the wrens. Disrupts my revelry again, pegging clothing on the line, training jasmine how to vine up your arbor to your door, and more. Heaven sent this cardinal maroon to decorate our living room. Once upon it, yellow bonnet, garland on the lawn. New waking, the day was breaking, a panoply of song. Summer comes to Springville Hill. Barony of ivy in the trees, expanding out its empire by degrees, and all the branches burst to bloom. And soon, heaven sent this cardinal maroon to decorate our living room. And once upon it, yellow bonnet, garland on the lawn. New waking, the day was breaking, a panoply of song. Summer comes to Springville Hill. Years from now, when this old life isn't ambling anymore, will I still be fine to ride? Give my best to Springville Hill. Yellow bonnet, garland on the lawn. New waking, the day was breaking, a panoply of song. Give my best to Springville Hill. Summer comes to Springville Hill.
Yeah, it was nice to hear the words summer and spring in the same sentence.
It is kind of nice.
What's the background of that song?
That's a song written by a guy named Colin Malloy, who is of the band The Decembrists.
Ah.
Pretty new. About 3 years, maybe, since that record came out.
Yeah. Really? New really? To us who don't get out in the world very much.
Yeah. Good band, good record.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Well, with broadband, we'll all be able to get out in the world.
Is that right? Is that what it'll do?
I think so.
Really? I look forward to that.
Even Bill up there at Sawville has always been connected. He was the earliest connectivity that I know.
Yeah,
the first guy to really use the web.
I'll have broadband hopefully before I pass off this earth.
Well, we got time for another closing number, or are we running
out? Yeah, I think we have time for one more tune.
Okay.
And also, of course, we want to remind everybody that you guys are going to be at Cascade Lodge. And what time are you supposed to be?
Well, we're supposed to be there at seven. So we're going to be cutting it pretty close. But
we'll be right on time.
Have you got time for one more? So
we can do one more.
Great.
So thank you for having us.
Thank you.
What are we going to do? That's a good question.
How about that song of Bill's?
Sure. Yeah, we'll do this song. This is one that Bill wrote. It's called Traveler Travel On.
Okay. You got the right key now?
B4.
Met you where the river abides, swimming in your eyes of blue. Pulled that glove from your lily white hand and you said you'd love me too. Oh, traveler, travel on, miss you when you're gone. Stay at homes, we'll stay at home and the travelers travel on. Danced all night and you wore that dress so fine. I asked if you would marry me and you answered me unkind. Oh, travelers, travel on, miss you when you're gone. Stay at homes, we'll stay at home and the travelers travel on. Well, who's gonna shoe your pretty little feet now? Who's gonna take the time? Who's gonna hold you in their arms and make you change your mind? Oh, travelers, travel on, miss you when you're gone. Stay at homes, we'll stay at home, and the travelers travel on. Well, one of these days I'll travel again, gonna set my compass true. Bid farewell to my own sweet home and travel right back to you. Oh, travelers, travel on, miss you when you're gone. Stay at homes, we'll stay at home and the travelers travel on. Oh, the stay at homes, we'll stay at home, travelers travel on.
Hey, that was great, guys. Yeah,
thanks.
That's very nice.
Thank you.
Have safe travels yourself.
Thanks very much for having us.
Yeah,
it's really
thank
nice.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah.
Great for you to squeeze us in before you head off to your gig. So.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we'll see some folks down there.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
No problem. Thanks.